Hello, and welcome to the announcement of Book 28 in Bedtime in the Public Domain. There's actually multiple announcements because I've been working a little bit ahead in some things. Again, I'm using the digital voice generation for this book. As of Book 26, The Mark of Zorro, I'm also putting each book in a dedicated feed. This way, at least going forward, if people want to listen to one book over again, I don't have to go through and delete, well, in the case of Aesop's Fables, over 200 podcast episodes to keep it in the feed. They all will have a separate feed as well as Bedtime in the Public Domain. So if you love The Mark of Zorro, if you like The Tower Treasure, that will be its own thing. When I finish doing the human-generated version of War of the Worlds, that will be its own thing. That has slowed way down, especially with the birth of our daughter, but it is still coming. Book 28, though, is the first in a series that I want to include, which are novels that inspired Alfred Hitchcock movies, Hitchcock being one of my favorite directors of all time. This is a very loose inspiration. It is The Man Who Knew Too Much. There's actually two Hitchcock films based on it, and Paul Spataro, the host or the original host of Is It Jaws? The movie podcast has put together a Hitchcock panel. So that's his new, mostly regular co-host, Sean Whelan, myself, and my partner from 99 Years, 100 Films, Trey Hooks. So in July, Paul released an episode that was a double header for the two versions of The Man Who Knew Too Much. We're going to continue looking at Hitchcock films periodically on Is It Jaws? And part of the rotation here is going to be books now in the public domain that inspired Hitchcock films. So you can scratch your Hitchcock itch in a couple of ways. There'll be another one coming in the second half of 2024 as Old Time Radio show from Bureau 42 will start putting out Old Time Radio shows that were inspired by or also inspired Hitchcock films and are related to those. So we'll have some of those. The first one here, The Man Who Knew Too Much, the episodes are going to be a little longer than we're used to because this was actually an 8-story collection of short stories. So it's a full-length novel, but instead of being 30 or 40 chapters like many are, this is only going to be 8 chapters. So the complete audiobook will still be a decent length. The individual chapters are longer than we are used to. For example, that first chapter is a little over 40 minutes. So join us starting 1 week from today for The Man Who Knew Too Much by G.K. Chesterton. This is the author who's probably best known for his work with the Father Brown Mysteries.